welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Never Have I Ever, Parenting Edition, where we go from glitz and glamour to down and dirty. And we wrap it up with our BFPs and BFNs. Let's get to it. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hey, Laura.
Hi, Shauna.
How are you guys doing this week? Give us your check-in. How old's your baby?
We're good. So my baby is 8 months old this week. Yeah. And it just keeps, time just keeps moving forward. It's strange and a little scary.
What a concept.
I know. And yeah, things are pretty good here. One of the big, you know, milestone things that is happening over here is that he, you know, baby boy's been starting to army crawl. He army crawls a lot, and he army crawls very fast. And I actually was thinking he might never actually, like, crawl. But he is starting to get his knees under him more. So just every once in a while, but he really is, like, pulling his knees up under him every once in a while, and then he'll, like, flop back down on his stomach. And I think, I don't know if it's, like, a precursor to pulling up or, like, what I really want him to do is push back into a sitting position, which he hasn't figured out yet. Like, if only he would figure out how to get onto his butt, he'd be so much happier. Because he'll, like, army crawl, and then be like, what? I don't want to be on my stomach anymore, and start, like, flapping his arms and legs and crying.
Aww,
and I'll have to
buddy.
Come, like, save him. I'm like, bud, you could probably figure out how to get onto your butt, you know? Like,
have you given him a lecture on how to go from being on your knees to sitting on your butt?
I have not given him a lecture. Is that what I'm missing? Is that a parenting technique?
I think so. Like, college level lectures, long and drawn out, I think is the way to go.
Maybe
he takes using
notes.
PowerPoint. Yes.
I have gotten on my own hands and knees and, like, showed him a couple times how it works. I have no idea if that helps. And I've kind of tried to, like, plop him down, you know, like, do it for him, but he does not like that. So I'm just not sure. Like, part of me thinks he's gonna skip crawling altogether, and part of me thinks, oh, maybe he's just getting to it now, because, like, his friends his age are crawling, you know, but he's just never liked getting his tummy off the floor. So we'll see. It's a step in that direction, but he is so fast at army crawling. And the other check-in I have for this week is that I was letting him sort of crawl free, you know, on his stomach, push himself around all over his nursery, actually. And we have like a really, like, low pile rug there. It's actually one of those ruggable rugs. Did I talk about this? Was this my BFP?
I've been wondering how those are.
Okay.
No, you haven't talked about that.
So for people who don't know, the ruggable rug is, I mean, I don't know about you, it was advertised like crazy to me, especially like around the time I was having the baby. Maybe it's because I watch a lot of HGTV. I don't know. But it's a rug that you can put into a standard washing machine. What it is there's a base that's almost like Velcro, you know, like the soft side of Velcro. And then there's a top that's the actual rug that, like, sticks to it, adheres to it. And then you separate them. And then you can put the top part in your washing machine. And I've done it a couple times, and it actually washes really well.
Cool.
I was shocked, you know, because it's still bulky. And I think we have an 8x10, 8 foot by 10 foot size. So it's not a small rug. And yeah, I love it. I think it's great.
Oh my God, with two dogs and a baby, and I need this.
Yeah. No, I highly recommend.
But what if, like, the liquid or, like, spit up or pee goes through the top layer? What do you do?
I don't know. Well, maybe dog pee would. It's pretty dense. Like, it's a pretty dense rug fabric, and there's a backing on it. So I just don't see it doing that too badly. Like, I would think it would spread outwards on the rug more than it would go through. But I have to say, I don't know. I can't tell you, because I don't have dogs that are peeing on everything, or cats that are peeing on everything. But, you know, we do have cats that scoot their butts on things. you know the butt scoot. I think that's a four-legged mammal trick.
Yes.
So that's been cleaned up very well. But the point is that the ruggable rug, it's a very low pile rug, very, very, like, dense almost. And my little boy was, like, scooching along it super fast, just going back and forth. Basically, he was chasing the cats, actually. So, like, my older cat was by the like, we have double glass doors, you know, in the nursery. And so he was, like, sitting there sunning himself. So the baby would, like, crawl, crawl, crawl to the cat. Then the cat would be like, wait, I don't want to be next to you, and would go to the other side of the room. And then he would crawl, crawl, crawl back to the cat. So he did this back and forth a bunch of times. And then later when I went to go change his diaper, I look and the ball of his foot had gotten like worn down, like had a big old blister on it.
Oh, baby's first boo-boo.
Baby's first boo-boo. So he like, I felt so bad. And I realized that he's always pushing off with his right foot. Like, it's the exact same spot.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I have to be careful with that because he's very vigorous with his army crawling and it can be dangerous. So, yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. But yeah, we had a normal and abnormal week, but I'm going to talk about the abnormal in our next segment. So that's it for our check-ins for this week. Shauna, how about you? What are you up to this week and how old is your baby?
Cece is 8 months, 4 weeks.
Okay.
So I feel weird. We're kind of off here. I feel like I should say 9 months, but she's not quite nine months yet.
You know, calendars are funny. Calendars some months have like 4.5 weeks, and it just happens.
So she's 8 months, 4 weeks, and pretty good, uneventful week. Just a couple cute little things to mention. Last week, I was talking about how, like, if I kind of stood her up at her little push lion, she would walk around.
Mm-hmm.
And so this week, I discovered if she's standing up and I hold her little baby hands, she'll, like, take steps towards me, walk towards me. And it's just so stinking cute. I just love watching her, like, chubby little legs that go plop, 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 plop towards me. Oh, man. I love babies. I am not ready for a toddler, though, so I am not encouraging this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I had this thought the other day. I was like, wait, why did I want a precocious, like, motor skills kid? That just makes life so much harder.
Oh, my God, it so does. When they become toddlers, you just have to chase them around everywhere. It's crazy.
I feel like I'm already doing that with the army crawling. He's so fast. I have to be like on top of him at all times.
Oh, yes. And they just get into everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, so that's super cute. Another thing of note, she did her first painting.
Oh, she did.
Yes, this is not my idea. I feel like I should be a Pinterest mom with like these activities for my kid. No, this is something that she did at daycare when she was at backup care. They're like, here's her painting she did today. I was like, what? Tears.
Aww.
It's so cute. I kind of want to frame it. I love it so much.
So it was like finger painting?
Finger painting. They were like, she didn't really want to use the paintbrush so much. She really just wanted to use her fingers.
Your 8 month and 4 week old doesn't want to use the paintbrush.
Yeah, right. And then the teacher's like, it's supposed to be the moon. And I was like, oh, is it? Is that what Cece told you? It's supposed to be the moon. So cute.
That's really funny. Yeah, she's like having a deep discussion about the background of the painting, what her inspiration was. When's the last time she saw the moon? I mean, she goes to bed at like 7, right?
I know, right? Only in her picture books. This abstract concept of that.
That's funny. Oh, that's really cute, though. That kind of makes me want to get some paints. Although, I don't want to do that at home. How do you do it at home without ruining everything in your house?
Definitely has to be a contained area. Maybe a high chair with a good bib. And because I think you could, and it is fun, you know what? Maybe I'll be adventurous one day and attempt it at home. Because they did take a picture of her doing it at school, and she was like in a little chair at the table. And, you know, it was a confined area, it wasn't kind of like a free for all.
I mean, I like my ruggable rug, but I don't think it would stand up to him army crawling across it with paint just trailing behind him.
That might make a very creative painting, though, just like light sweeps
true.
Of paint.
What if I become like the next big modern artist by like covering my baby in paint and then sending him over a canvas?
There you go. That's your $1 million idea right there, baby art.
Shit, and I just told everyone.
Yes. No one steal that idea, okay? That's Laura's
Please
idea.
Please don't steal that idea. Actually, it's fine. You can, because it's never going to happen. If you make $1 million, just, you know, tell people to listen to Big Fat Positive.
There you go. That's a good trade-off.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And then the last little thing is so cute this week. We had a good week, as you can tell. I'm, like, giving very cute little updates. She's recognizing words now, which is very cool. Like, if I'm like, Cece, where's the ball? She'll crawl to her ball and, like, roll the ball. And instead of chewing it, she'll kind of, like, drop it so it rolls, you know?
Receptive language.
Yeah. So this is very heartening for me since I've been a little bit concerned about her babbling and her vocalness and stuff like that. So it's cool. And it's like, where's Mama's nose? And she'll touch my nose. So those are her two tricks.
That's so great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But that's pretty much it for this week. We had a nice little week. Should we move on to our special segment after this break?
I think we should.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP. Welcome back, and our special segment this week is Never Have I Ever, where we play that old drinking game you probably learned in college, but with a parenting twist. Shauna, what do you have for us this week?
So before I was a parent, never have I ever been naked from the waist down trying to comfort my baby in public.
Oh, wow. I cannot drink to that. Tell me more.
Well, it's a little bit of an exaggeration because, I mean, I was not in my home, but I was in an exam room at a doctor's office. So I was, like, out in the world, but still not somewhere that I want to be naked from the waist down, standing around trying to comfort my baby. So I went to the OB recently. I mentioned it last episode because of the C-section residual pain that I have.
That's right,
right?
Yeah.
And I brought the baby because I'm just toting this baby to every damn appointment around town, apparently, just praying that she's well-behaved at my appointments.
And hats off to you.
Thank you. We're in the exam room, and she's in her stroller, and they're like, okay, you know, get ready for your ultrasound and waist down, blah, 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 with this tiny sheet over my waist. And I'm sitting on the exam table waiting, and like, hi, Cece, doo-doo-doo, singing, and I'm losing her.
Oh, man.
She's starting to cry, starting to get really fussy, and I'm like, no. And so I, like, hop off the table, holding this sheet with one hand, like praying that the doctor doesn't come in at that moment, like just ass out, like, hi, give her a toy, go back to the table. That's not doing it. I try to put white noise on my phone. That doesn't do anything for an 8-month-old baby anymore, by the way. White noise doesn't do anything. I don't know. Does white noise do anything for your baby anymore?
Well, I mean, at night, we use it at night, but yeah, not like during the day. The only times I've tried to use it is if I'm trying to get a stroller nap in and I have that little, like, you know, portable one. And it kind of works, but not like it's not like you used to.
No, it's not like they're like, oh, I'm instantly transported back to the womb. I will calm down and fall asleep.
Not at all. No.
No, not at all. But you know what? Desperate
times.
We're
only in like the seventh trimester or whatever.
Yeah.
No, that would not quite. Probably sixth trimester.
Yeah, something like that. So then I'm like, oh, gosh, I got to make a bottle. So I hop off the table. I'm holding this sheet with one hand, trying to, like, pour powder, like formula powder in the bottle and shake it up. And I'm like, oh, my God, please don't walk in at this moment. And shook it up and gave it to her, and I made it just in the nick of time. So it was just a sweat-inducing experience that wasn't the best.
Well, I want to say that your OB has seen a lot worse, you know?
True. I'm sure he would have been fine with it.
I mean, like, I don't think finding a woman, you know, waist down naked is, like, really that out of the ordinary for him.
He'd be like, whoa, 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 stop flashing me, lady. I gotta go.
Keep it business-like. No, yeah. So this reminds me of my embarrassing thing. I don't know if I ever talked about this. Oh, man. So when I had my C-section after I had my baby, you know, you're, like, not allowed to walk for, I don't know, it's like 24 hours or something, or I can't remember exactly when. Yeah, it was definitely the next day. Because you have a catheter and your legs are like in the squeezy things. And oh, I love those squeezy things though.
Oh, God, I hated those.
Really? Oh, man, I wanted to take mine home.
They were so sweaty. Ugh, they were like plastic.
See, mine were great. For people who don't know, when you have, like, I think any kind of surgery, really, they want to make sure you don't get blood clots in your legs. So they put you in these little, like, boots, basically, that squeeze your calves, like they fill up with air, almost like a blood pressure cuff, like intermittently. And for me, I was just like, it's a free massage all day. So anyway, you can't get up from the hospital bed for like a day. And then when they, like, come and they, like, take the catheter out and, like, they come to take you, like, to go to the bathroom for the first time, you know, they want to see you walk, and like it's a whole production. Like you're not allowed to get out of the bed until like a nurse is there helping you. Mm-hmm. So that is happening, I think, the next morning, and they come and they're helping me to the bathroom. And for anyone who's given birth, I don't care if it's a C-section or, you know, a vaginal birth, there's a lot of blood on that mm-hmm. first, like, you know, go. So I go and they help me into the bathroom and I sit down on the toilet. And just at that moment, my OB walks in.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, hey, doctor. And he's like, I should probably come back another time, huh? I was like, that might be good.
Oh, no.
He's such a nice guy that he was just like, whoops, bad timing, you know? Like, I was just like, I'm beyond, like, shame at this point. So I'm just like, just sitting on the toilet talking to my doctor. So, yeah, I feel you on that one.
But you're right. They have seen it all. What about you? What's your Never Have I Ever parenting edition?
Okay. So, never have I ever dressed my boy in ruffle butt jeggings and a peplum shirt because he was going to be playing a girl on television.
What? Oh, there's so much to unpack there.
This was the cryptic, exciting part of my week that I wanted to hold off on for the Never Have I Evers.
Oh.
So you might recall that in episode 59, I revealed the news that my baby got a talent agent, which is, I think, a little ridiculous, yes. But amazing. And he booked his first gig.
What?
Baby boy is going to be playing a baby girl on Modern Family.
Oh, what? That's an amazing show.
I know. He's going to be on an episode of Modern Family that actually is airing this week, October 9th, 2019, for anyone listening. It's the episode is called Perfect Pairs. Mm-hmm. It's the third episode of season 11, which is their final season. 11 seasons, pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have to audition or anything. He's technically a background, you know, an extra because, you know, babies don't have lines. Mm-hmm. And I can't say too much about it, but you guys will see in just a couple of days, you know, what he was doing. And it's not – everyone's like, oh, my gosh, is he going to be Haley's twins? Because if you watch the show, like, Haley, who's one of the main characters, had twins, I guess, last season. I haven't been watching. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. They hired two sets of twins to play those twins. Like,
yeah.
No, this is like a one-off little cameo, essentially.
They're not going to do your baby in CG, like make a CG twin of
your
baby.
Oh, my gosh, no.
In order to, okay.
I mean, I didn't read the contract too closely. But it's funny because he didn't have to audition. We just got like an email. We actually got an email while we were all hanging out. You and me and at our friend's house, and our friend who is an actress, and she's like, you know, she works a lot. She, you know, has had a lot of roles on various, like, in various movies and TV shows. And I was like, oh, the baby's going to be on Modern Family. And she's like, cool, cool, cool. So I just, I've just been auditioning my ass off for years. But he books network TV on his first go without even auditioning.
Oh, man.
Oh, but yeah, so the reason I dressed him as a girl is because we arrived and the costume people were like, okay, so we have a couple options. We weren't sure if his name was like a boy name or a girl name, which I'm going to stop right there and say, like,
what?
I know you all don't know my baby's name, but it is a very traditionally boy's name.
That is bizarre.
I think it was a lie.
And also, wouldn't they get the stats? I mean, isn't that something that comes along with
it? I don't know. I mean, he's a baby.
That's funny.
So who knows? Well, I think it was honestly just like them being like, well, we kind of wanted to dress him as a girl. So like, we're just going to pretend we didn't know. Uh-huh. But of course, I didn't care because, you know, I figured it was my moment to like put my money where my mouth is, where, you know, gender neutrality is concerned, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm a true believer in, you know, gender is a social construct and all that stuff. And they're freaking babies. Like, unless they're showing off their genitals, you have no idea what their sex is, right?
No.
So the costume lady was super nice. And she's like, well, we have all these different options, but I think this one is the cutest and it fits best for the scene. And it was this yellow, it was Carter's, I think, a yellow long-sleeved peplum shirt. You know, it's like a shirt that has like the ruffly bottom.
Yeah, I don't know what peplum shirt means.
So, you know, like if you imagine like a shirt that's fitted about to like the Empire waist and then it like flares out, you know,
mm-hmm.
like is it's like almost
the Empire waist part of your waist?
Like, okay.
I don't know.
Let's try. So it's like a shirt that goes like right down, like right where your bra line would be, basically. And then it flares out, you know, so it's almost like it's like a skirt.
Like a hippie shirt.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. That's what I'm picturing.
Okay. Yeah. It almost is like a mini dress, you know?
Okay.
It's like a dress that doesn't go all the way down.
Gotcha.
It's like
gotcha.
Flared and frilly. And there was a bow on the back and they had giraffes on it. It was really cute. And then jeggings that had, you know, the ruffle butts. I also discovered that girl baby pants are cut way slimmer than boy baby pants because it was so hard to get these on him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, it starts in infancy. These, like, uncomfortable pants. You know, they were jegging, so they were probably pretty comfortable. But they were way tight on him. And they were the same size. You know, they were, like, nine-month Carters, I think. He has so many nine-month Carters pants that fit him just fine. But because they were girl pants, they were cut, slim cut.
That's so funny. And it's a shame, too, because, you know, I've got some girls with a little chub on their leg. Well, Elle, when she was a baby, and now Cece is a baby. And it is hard for me to actually find pants that are a good fit, girl pants.
Yeah, you gotta just buy those boy pants, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Now, how am I gonna get my hot pink?
I know. You have to dye it yourself.
I guess so. So that sounds like a cute outfit. Love it.
It was a very cute outfit. I was a little sad they didn't have like a bow because I was like, let's go all the way.
Oh, yes.
And I have to say it looked really, really cute. You guys can see on Wednesday on the show. It looked really cute.
And I'm so excited to see. Oh, my gosh.
And I couldn't take any pictures. So like they are really strict on like any leaks, any like spoilers, because, you know, it's their last season and I think it's really important. So like there was no photography, like no personal photography allowed. And, you know, I can't even tell you anything about the scene. All I can say is that he's in two scenes. So
that's very exciting.
Very exciting.
So how was it being on a TV show and your baby being a star, obviously? Did he like it? What happened?
So I actually have a second never have I ever relating to that, which is never have I ever kept my baby up 2 hours past his nap time so he could be on television.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, that was something I was really nervous about. So, you know, you're on their schedule. They're not on your schedule. So the first day, it worked out perfectly with his naps. It just, like, lined up that, you know, he's only doing 2 naps a day now. So, like, he slept in the car on the way to the studio lot. We were shooting on the Fox lot, which is really cool. I had never been on the Fox lot before, but there's, like, all these murals of, like, The Simpsons and all these other, like, cool things they've shot there. And so he shot, and then he napped on the ride home, and it was fine. And there's all these laws, right? Like, babies can't be on call for more than 4 hours, I think, and they can only be on set for 2. And they didn't even use him for, like, 1. Like, it was fine. They're on their 11th season, so they're like, they know what they're doing, you know? But the second day, our call time was 7 a.m. on the west side. And yeah, so I had to, like, wake him up early, and I drove him 1.5 hours to get there. You know, I ended up running a little late, and so I was feeling, like, nervous that they were, you know, that we were holding things up. And anyway, we arrived late, but with plenty of time. We ended up having to sit around, and then I was thinking, oh, well, at least, you know, we're here, we're, you know, going to get this scene shot, and then we'll be sent home, and he'll nap in the car. Well, there was delays, and then we got called to, like, this, you know, where they were shooting it on New York Street, which is very cool. I love those, like, back lots. If you've ever done, like, a Universal, you know, studio lot tour, it's sort of like that. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but we were, like, sitting there in a holding room for, like, you know, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour.
No.
And by the time we were called onto, you know, set, it had been like 1.5 hours past his, like, longest wake window that he was supposed to be awake. So I was like freaking out because I was like, oh my God, is he going to lose his shit? You know, on.
Oh my God, ruin the takes, be the kid that's like, wow.
Exactly. I mean, you can't have a baby that's, like, crying, you know, the whole time. And I was just hoping, you know, he's so into the world and so easily distracted that I was just hoping and praying that, like, that would save us. And it totally did.
He oh, good.
Loved it. Like, loved it, loved it, loved it. He was so energized by all the people, you know, on the set. And he was, like, super into the cameras. And he really loved the boom mic, you know, which is the long, like, stick mic they hang over you mm-hmm. to get your sound. So he's probably going to be, like, most of the time staring straight up at the sky in the shots because yeah. he's, like, staring at the mic. And he loved, like, the woman who was playing his mom. And then the most exciting thing was, even though it was like more than 2 hours past his bedtime by the time they wrapped the scene, Julie Bowen was like fawning over him. Julie Bowen, who is like the star of Modern Family and like an American treasure, right? Like she's like a great comedic actress and she's just turns out very, very nice too. Mm-hmm. During the scene when they were like on breaks, you know, they were resetting the shot or whatever between shots, she kept looking over to the woman playing the baby's mom, my baby's mom, and she was like, oh my gosh, you got a cute one. You got a cute one. And
oh
she was like,
God. Oh, that's very sweet, but also very insulting to the
I mean, I think she probably mom. Says it to everyone, you know, but she was just like, oh, look at that cutie. And she was like making faces at him.
Aww.
And so afterwards, she wanted to like talk to him and she sniffed his head.
That's so cute.
It was very sweet. And he was a champ. He was happy. And then he didn't start losing his shit until after we got in the car. So
yay!
For
saved
an hour and a half drive
mom.
Home.
Good boy.
But yeah, I mean, my thing is I was feeling really like a bad mom a little bit because I was like, this is, what am I doing? Like, I'm not a stage mom. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
not
keeping
yet.
My baby awake. Yeah, I know, right? She says, she says after like two confessions about things she did.
Right.
But, you know, my theory has been like, I'm going to stop this the minute he's not having fun. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, like if we were there and he was crying, I'm not going to like ruin the show and make them reshoot scenes because I'm like, well, the baby's not having fun, so we got to go. But you know what I mean? Like if he didn't like being on set, I wasn't going to make him do it again. You know, I wasn't mm-hmm. going to, I'm not interested at all in pursuing that. So I was really happy to see that he really, really enjoyed it. And I don't think it's just me projecting. Like, he was smiling on all the camera people and everyone was smiling at him. And he's just an extrovert, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like extrovert sitting when you're, and of course, you know, everyone's looking at you. So,
aww, cool.
Yeah, my little star. So those are my two confessions. And if you guys watch Modern Family this week, episode Perfect Pairs, let me know. Let me know if you spot my little boy dressed as a little girl in a yellow shirt. Anyway, I just realized I just did two Never Have I Evers and you only did one. So I'm going to put you on the spot for another one.
Well, that was super glamorous. And I do have another Never Have I Ever, which might top the glamour of
what?
That. Yes.
I'm all ears.
Never Have I Ever stopped a grown man from eating poop.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Tell me more.
So clearly that's not glamorous. This is my life. So the other weekend, Elle and I made brownies, and we all ate some brownies at dinner time. And after dinner, I change Cece's diaper and get her ready for the bath. And Steve comes in, and he's like, oh, you've got some brownie on your butt. And he, like, swipes a piece of brown stuff off her butt, and he's about to lick it off his finger.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, honey, I just changed her poopy diaper. I don't think that's brownie. He's like, oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, she was in her high chair, in her onesie, in a diaper. I don't think brownie bits got into her diaper and onto her butt.
That is some optimism. On Steve's part, though, I have to say.
I feel like that shows just how much he wanted one extra tiny bite of brownie.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I love brownies. I don't know if I would eat even a brownie off my baby's butt. Like, that's risky behavior.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's just so funny to me that it, like, did not even register that, like, the natural thing on a baby's butt is a speck of poop, not a speck of delicious chocolatey Ghirardelli double
oh,
chocolate
man.
Brownie.
I'm so glad you were there to stop him.
Yes, as am I.
Ooh, I do love those. I think it's Ghirardelli. Someone taught me that recently, and I was like,
okay, can you just stop being pretentious for one second?
That's how I felt.
Ghirardelli?
That's how I felt about it. But, I mean, that's what I – now I know, and I can't not know.
No, never going to say it. Never going to say it. Ghirardelli for life. That's
but those are really good boxed brownies.
They're the best. They're the best. I love them. Yeah, I'm not making brownies from scratch over here. No, no, no.
Who does?
I don't know.
Some Pinterest moms, I'm
sure. Pinterest moms. If you're a Pinterest mom, send us your brownie recipes. We'll try it one day.
We will. I love doing things from scratch, but who has the time?
Plus, and I mean, I'm just not good at it. Like, it's not going to be as good. Mm-hmm. So I want to eat something delicious.
It's a Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli. I went to Ghirardelli Square in San Francisco one time. Because this story took place like in the bathroom, in the bathtub, it does remind me I have one more quick never have I ever. Should I share it or
yeah,
save
why not?
It?
Okay. Let's keep going.
Okay. Never have I ever slathered my entire lower body with hand sanitizer. Could you guess why?
Was there like a blowout or a pee? Like I'm thinking some kind of baby excrement splash. I don't know.
Yes. Oh, you know me and my poop stories. I always have. You have Hollywood glamour stories and I have poop stories. Cool, cool, cool.
Oh, don't worry. I have poop stories too.
Oh, God. Yeah. Just, you know, bathing Cece and she pooped in the tub. And then it's like, I mentioned in a previous episode that my strategy for bathing her is I put a little stool in the bathtub and I sit in there. So like my feet and legs are in the water too.
You put a little stool in the bathtub and then she put a little stool in the bathtub? Hey-o!
Oh!
It's too easy.
That was low-hanging fruit, but so worth it. That made me laugh. So, yeah, there was so much stool in the tub. Like, at that moment, I had to, like, pick her up and try to figure out how to clean everything mm-hmm. off. And I didn't have time to, like, really shower my legs off. And I saw a bottle of hand sanitizer there, and I was like, good enough. So I've got her in one arm, and I'm just pumping hand sanitizer and rubbing it all over my legs and over my feet. I'm like, good enough. Good enough. So.
You must have been cold. It like evaporates and gets very cold, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that was not the top thing on my mind at that moment. Like, how do I clean the poo?
Oh, man. Was it like a, at least like a contained type poop or like a looser, like, oh, the whole bathtub is contaminated
now? Oh, God, do you
now?
Really want to know, Laura?
I do. I mean, we've gone down this path. I told you about taking my first like pee in front of my doctor. My first bloody ass pee.
It was loosey-goosey, okay? That's why, man. I felt the need to really, like,
yeah,
do a deep, deep clean.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You really do.
So, oh,
that's
God.
That's funny. I keep waiting. Like, it's inevitable that there's going to be poop in the tub. It has not happened for us yet.
But... Wow, that's really impressive. That's not the first time it's happened with us. So, I'm impressed. Your little guys respects you.
Yeah, sure. That's what it is. It's not just dumb luck. Well, this has been a very revealing never have I ever. And I feel like it's probably time to take a break and move on to our next segment.
Let's do it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicones, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
All right, we are back, and we're going to wrap things up with our BFPs and BFNs. Laura, what do you have for us?
I have a BFP.
All right.
Which is watermelon.
Oh, who doesn't love watermelon?
Who doesn't? And you know who loves watermelon, it turns out?
Your husband.
He does, but more importantly, the baby.
Oh, so yummy.
So baby had his first watermelon.
Wait, I was there for that, wasn't I?
I know. I was going to say we were all hanging out and we were having some like end of summer watermelon. And it occurred to me like, oh, you know, he's got like this two bottom teeth and we're starting to do like finger foods like puffs and stuff. Like I could probably, you know, with supervision, hold this slice of watermelon and let him like nom on it. And we did. And away he went. And in one afternoon, he ate three full slices of watermelon.
Wow.
He loved it. And it was like a fun activity, you know? Like it ate up time, which is always something you're looking for.
Oh, yes.
With a baby. So I'm realizing that this is sort of like a whole new world of things we can eat because he's doing better, you know? He definitely chews when he eats food now. So that's a sign that, you know, finger foods and more, you know, chunks of food are appropriate, right? So yeah, we did it. And, you know, watermelon dissolves really quickly. I made sure it was like a softer piece and a smaller piece. Like, and there were a couple times where he really like went for it and tried to get like a really big chunk and I had to sort of fish it out because it was a little bit too big. But yeah, It was a fun time had by all. And it's super cute watching a little baby like, I'm on a big piece of watermelon.
Oh,
so highly recommend watermelon. Yeah. I know. It's like very, very wholesome and straightforward BFP for me this week.
Mm-hmm. How about you? Appropriate for end of summer.
Yeah. How about you? Do you have a BFP or a BFN?
I have a BFP.
Good.
And that's this Fisher-Price musical table. I don't know if I've mentioned it before on the show, but it's like this little like baby toddler table. And on the top is just a variety of different musical things, like a little piano and like a little like fake book that can turn the pages. And Cece loves this thing. I had one for Elle and I brought it out for Cece when she was pulling to stand. And it was wonderful. She loved it. And then she spit up all into it. And the mechanics of it, it just hit the fritz. And it broke.
Oh, no.
And there was no more music coming out of the beloved music table. So part of my BFP is, you know how I love cheap and free stuff. Mm-hmm. I was on the lookout for a hand-me-down table in my mom's groups on Facebook. And lo and behold, like a week later, someone's like, I'm getting rid of this Fisher-Price music table. It was the literal exact table that we had had.
Amazing.
Except just different colors. Yes. And so I was like, I need that. I'm getting that. We drove over to Burbank and met a very nice mom in my mom's group and picked up this table, and it was good as new. And we're back in business with our music table.
I love getting mom stuff on like Facebook Marketplace or from Facebook moms groups.
Same.
It's so nice to not have to like contribute to more waste. Mm-hmm. And then like people don't use you don't realize when you first have your baby like how short a period of time all this crap is used for. And if you have multiple kids, you mm-hmm. know, you store it and then use it again, but you know, eventually you're done with it. And I know I'm like not trying to like, you know, I have no interest in like getting a bunch of money for all the toys and stuff I have. Like once I'm done with them, I'm going to be handing them on to someone who needs them more. And mm-hmm. the Facebook Marketplace and the moms groups are like the best way to do it. So
yeah that's definitely awesome. I've scored so much
stuff. That's how you got
your
jumperoo too, right?
Yeah, which we're basically done with now. I mean, that mm-hmm. was so short-lived and it's still in perfect condition. So it's just a matter of me getting off my butt and putting that stuff up for sale or, you know, up for free.
Yeah.
And coordinating with people who want it. But yeah, that's my agenda too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm inspired by you. I need to go get one of those tables because my guy is pulling to stand and he doesn't really have anywhere to like cruise once he decides to start cruising, you know, like mm-hmm. I don't have any like good surfaces for him to really practice. So I feel like if I get one of those tables, that'll give him something to practice on. He can go like around it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
so
what she does.
I need to look out. I'm gonna keep a lookout on that Facebook Marketplace and my mom's groups.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I think that pretty much wraps up our episode. Do you have anything else?
Nope, I think we should wrap this sucker up.
All right.
With a bow.
Thank you guys all so much for listening. We really appreciate you, and we appreciate your support. If you know anyone who's pregnant or a new parent, please spread the word. Let them know about Big Fat Positive Podcast, and leave us a rating or a review on whatever platform you listen. That's super helpful. And reach out. We love hearing from you. Let us know if you have any Never Have I Evers. We would love to know. Laura, how can everyone reach us?
We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at BFP Podcast. We also have a Facebook community group. Just search for Big Fat Positive Community and ask to join. It's a closed group, but I will add you and you can join in our great conversations we're having there. Or you can go to our website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. There's all the links there, and you can see our show notes.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Maiko, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye. See you next week.